What we're looking at is an incredibly ornate church interior. It's actually the martyr's shrine in Midland, Ontario. And we see a young native boy. He looks to be around 11 or 12. He's on a kneeler, prie Dieu. He's looking at a recumbent statue of Jean de Brébeuf under an altar. And this child has got his hands folded in prayer, but his eyes are open. And he's staring at Jean de Brébeuf. To me, he looks a little bit rebellious and resentful. So he's got the posture down, but the fact that the eyes are open rather than shut suggests to me that this was a posed photograph. And it suggests something of what I'm trying to bring out in the book, which is that there was a tremendous amount of damage done by this triumphalist myth of the Jesuit martyrs, because for every Jesus, you have to have a Judas, and for every martyr, you have to have a slayer. And guess who got it in the neck? Way up to Vatican II and beyond, much as Jews did in the sort of anti-Semitic telling of Jesus' death. This is a kind of early Canadian original sin, that these were people who were coming over to help Native people, to convert them, to show them the way, to keep them out of hell. And what did Indigenous people do? Oh, they killed them because they're barbarians. This is the kind of narrative. And that's a terribly uncomfortable and unfair place to be. And that's why I think it's so important to go all the way back to the beginnings, all the way back to the 1640s, and really unpack it critically. And in doing so, it was never my intention to hurt anyone's feelings or question anyone's faith. I think all the Catholic perspectives are ably represented in the book, but there are other perspectives. There's as many Indigenous perspectives as there was Indigenous participants. So to simply make it a question about hating Catholicism or hating white people even misses all of the rest of the history. It's a distortion. It's not fair. It's not right. And it has to be dealt with through scholarship. You can't take all these sloppy assumptions and half-baked hagiographical stuff, not in the 21st century. You have to be a little bit more analytical while always being sympathetic to the perspective of all the historical actors.